I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, co-host of Studio 2, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Let me tell you a little bit about Katie Florio. She's 31, grew up in Ardmore, lives in Center City, works in finance, and just about a year ago gave birth to her first child. If all of that sounds familiar, this part will not. On Sunday, again, just about a year after giving birth, Katie Florio won the women's race in the Philadelphia Marathon. Earlier this week, we sat down to chat about this incredible accomplishment. Katie, it's so nice to have you. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know your winning time?
2 hours, 32 minutes, 47 seconds, maybe?
I got 42.
42. Okay. The 5 seconds matters.
The 5 seconds does matter. Yeah. And I was curious, I asked because I wonder how time-oriented distance runners are. Like, you know, when you're doing sprints, you have to have it down to the hundredth.
Yes.
You know, are you the same way or do you memorize your times? Or
I do have my times memorized. I should know that one. Yeah.
Now, well, hopefully I'm right because maybe you're right and I'm wrong. But I have it as 2 hours, 32 minutes, 42 seconds. Is that like a time that makes you smile?
Light
you
up? Yeah. That's a big PR for me.
What was your PR before? And we're talking about personal.
Personal record. Yeah. Sorry, or PB, personal best. 2 hours, 35 minutes, and 7 seconds.
Wow. So almost 3 minutes below.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that? What happened on Sunday?
The stars aligned, had a good day. A lot of training. And I really think having a baby made me faster.
It's more mental, you think, than physical?
Definitely. At least mentally-wise. When I go into a marathon now, I'm actually more relaxed. Hmm. And I'm spending more time, you know, taking in the environment and the crowd and smiling. And I used to never do that before. I was just like so laser focused.
Your world's a little bigger now.
Exactly, yeah.
And we should, of course, establish you're a relatively new mom.
Mm-hmm.
When did you have your son, right?
Son Nico. He just turned one, so I had him October of last year.
When you had your son, at the time, you thought for sure, I'll be running again. I'm definitely going to go back to competitive running, or you didn't know?
I knew, because I was training for the Olympic trials, which were in February of this past year. So it was 4 months postpartum. So it was a tight turnaround, and I was just trying to make sure I didn't get hurt and still be in shape to run it.
So you gave birth in October, and you competed in the trials?
Yep, February 2nd.
So, of course, anyone hearing this is just shaking their head going, how?
Yeah.
How do you explain that to people, that you can physically do that?
Yeah, it was really hard. I had a coach that he's been coaching me for a number of years, and we just took it week by week. And it started out as like walking and running in between, and then eventually the runs just got longer. And I was able to do a 120-mile run before the marathon.
Mm. In the journey to get back to that elite level, mm-hmm. elite athlete level, what was the biggest hurdle you encountered?
I think it's almost the unknown of there's not really a clear roadmap of how to get back into shape postpartum. You know, if you get injured, it's typically like, okay, you take 6 to 8 weeks off. But everyone's body's different, and there's not a lot of, like, literature on how to do this because it's based on feel. So that was the hardest thing, probably, just trying to make sure I'm not overdoing it.
Yeah. I have a daughter who will be 2 in January, so, nice. You know, our kids are not that far apart. Katie, I'm really tired.
Yeah.
I don't even imagine, I truly cannot imagine setting aside the amount of time needed to train for a marathon. I mean, it's a very basic question, but how do you make the time to do it?
Honestly, it's crazy. It's gotten a lot easier now because Nico sleeps through the night, but I'm sure as a parent, you know, those first, like, even like 6 months, like you're up like at least 2 times a night. And I was nursing him too. So that takes a toll on your body physically too. So it was a lot. And looking back, I'm like, how in the world did I do that?
It is kind of a haze when you look back on those months. And I say that as someone who didn't train for a marathon during those times, but I also ask myself the same question, like, wait, when did I sleep? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So you believe that this has made you a better athlete, a better runner. Is that what you expected? Like, at what point did you realize, like, wait a second, maybe I'm as good or better than I used to be?
So I did the Broad Street run this year, and I PR'd in that. And that was 7 months postpartum. And I was like, oh, I'm getting, like, back in shape. And then I did a half marathon this fall. and I PR'd by 3 minutes, and I was like, oh, I'm fit. So it was exciting to go into Philly.
Yeah. So you had a little inkling that maybe you were improving. Mm-hmm. When you got to the start line on Sunday, I don't know how runners do this. Do you know, like, I feel good? Do you have to get a mile or two in before you realize that? Like, at what point does it click for you, like, oh, I'm moving?
I think on the start line, you don't always know what the day is going to be. And that's the challenging part about running, is you could do all the training, and then for some reason that you can't explain that day, you don't feel good. But I got on the starting line, I was healthy, which is like 90% of the battle, because you're putting in, so I was running 100 miles a week. You know, it's a good chance to injure yourself. You're always like riding that fine line. But I felt good, and then I just stayed patient the whole race and just tried to stay positive. And usually for a race, I have like some kind of mantra going through my head. So it could be sometimes, in the past, it's been like butter. So like
butter,
smooth like butter. That's what I'll think just to keep myself relaxed.
That's going in a loop in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth, just like butter. Yeah. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Yeah. And different marathons, I'll have different ones. And it actually comes usually during the first mile. I'll be like, okay, what is it this time? And sometimes I'm.
Oh, you don't know going in.
No, I don't know going in.
It just appears to you.
Yeah. Like, this is what it is. And this one was my city, my win. And I just kept thinking that throughout the race, like, my city, my win. So
it's a long race. I mean, obviously you do it very quickly, but to say, I'm trying to imagine, you must say that phrase in your head
thousands of times.
Literally thousands of times. Okay. Yeah. You actually manifested that.
Yeah.
And you cross, you win. Do you remember the first thought you had?
To be honest, I almost thought I was going to cry, because it was so exciting.
And did you start looking around for people? Like, what is the post-race scene?
So you cross. I'm like, immediately, like, you kind of like fall to your knees because you're exhausted.
Right. But the first thought is, I'm tired.
Yeah. Like, ugh. And but my husband, Paul, like, snuck in. He always somehow gets to the finish line. You're definitely not supposed to be there. he for sure got yelled at. But he was there. And
special agent, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. And he put the medal on me and helped me up. So, yeah, it was great.
When you started the day, was this a possibility in your mind? Was the goal to win? I mean, or was it a different goal?
I usually go with like an A, B, and C goal. And I wanted to at least come in top five. I was really hoping to be top Philadelphian, which is an award they have too. And then maybe around 10 or 11, we're going through the hills. And I was trying to pay attention to the other women, like their breathing and what's going on and who's relaxed. And I was like, if I'm patient, I think I can pull this off.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking Monday afternoon, and the race ended a little over 24 hours ago. How do you feel right now? Can you describe how your body feels at this sort of distance from a race?
I feel pretty good. I won't run this week, so like, I'm a little tired. I'm like really looking forward to taking a nap at some point.
I kind of feel bad that I'm getting in the way of that, actually.
That's okay. You're not the only one. I'm a little local celebrity now, which isn't funny. But, I mean, I can walk up and downstairs. Sometimes that's like a sign when you're walking downstairs. You usually feel it, but I feel good.
Yeah. So you are the Philadelphia Marathon champion. And what happens for you now in your career? Like, you're in this weird spot where you've gotten back to this level faster than you anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And the world of possibilities that you must be imagining now, it's got to look a little bigger than it did, you know, a year or 2 years ago. Do you let yourself dream about where this all might go?
I do. It's pretty exciting, because I never thought I would be running this fast. I can remember just trying to break 2 hours and 40 minutes in the marathon and thinking, like, once I do that, I'll probably be done. So there is, like, this excitement of, like, how fast can I get? And but then there's also, like, I do want to have more kids, and it's hard. This cycle's hard to, like, get back in shape again and give it. So we'll see.
Yeah. I also wanted to ask, is there anything that you think would surprise people about training for a marathon that like, the average person just would not expect?
One question sometimes I get is about diet. So everyone thinks that you have this like crazy diet. I'd say generally I follow like an 80-20, so 80% healthy, 20% unhealthy. So I eat ice cream every night. Yeah, so.
No. Yep. No, really?
Really. So I think
you've
it's okay
inspired
to do
me
that.
To pick up the spoon again and start eating ice cream. If you could do it.
Maybe you should run 100 miles a week, too. Got to add that.
Hey, one or the other. Yeah. One or the other. So you eat ice cream every night?
Yes. Cookie dough.
What function does that serve in your life?
I think it's about balance. And that's something that balances me out a little bit more. Not to be like so crazy about what I'm eating.
Yeah. Keeps you in the right mental space.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. That means, though, I am, like, strict. I mean, like, I don't drink alcohol or do anything. Like, I'm focused on my goals, but I think there's room for life, too, in it.
Yeah. Katie Florio, congratulations. You're a Philadelphia Marathon champion. I'm sure you never get tired of hearing that.
No, it's exciting.
And that was Katie Florio, winner of the women's race in the 2024 Philadelphia Marathon. Studio 2 is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Marie Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Charlie Kyer engineered this podcast episode. Our executive producer is Kevin McCory. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big.